Joining us right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline, and this man actually qualifies, Rocky Wirtz. He is the chairman of the Chicago Blackhawks, and Rocky is actually a hero of mine today. He's a hero of mine every day. I think, Rocky, you know that. But today, especially, what you and Jerry Reinsdorf, you are the partners in the United Center together. Obviously, each of you owns your own team here, or is chairman of your own team. That by turning around and saying, listen, we're going to take care of these employees who would have been missing out on those bowls, and a lot of these are the same employees who work for the, you know, for the United Center, right? So they are at the Bulls and the Hawks games, and that's a lot of revenue they would have missed out on. So thank you very much for doing that.
Hey, Ro, it's always good being with you. And, you know, all I can say is Jerry's a class act. He called on Saturday around 12:30 in the afternoon and said, let's figure out, because we had talked back and forth with, you know, 10 people on the phone, and what are we going to do, and this and that. He called and said, you and I can make this deal. I said, yeah, I agree. And he said, it's X amount of game times you have seven games, I have seven games, about $3.5 million. Let's just fund it. I said, that's fine, Jerry. And that's what it took. And then after that, we said, let's talk to the powers that may be and the, you know, the PR guys and do X, Y, Z to do it. And we'll just do it. And we won't, you know, discuss it. We'll make sure that we have the right terminology as far as press release and this and that, and make sure that our employees feel comfortable. And because I have great, you know, look, these United Center employees, with all due respect, make Jerry and I look really good, because we can't do what's on the court or on the ice, but we can make everyone's fan experience a good one. And that's what our job is. When you go through those turnstiles, you get out of your car, you go through those turnstiles, our job is to make you look really good. And we can't do it without these team members to make you look really good. And so it was just axiomatic that when Jerry said, let's do this, I agreed 1,000%. He said, you and I aren't going to miss a paycheck. I said, I know, but these 1,200 employees can miss a paycheck, and we got to do something for them.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going to be happening at the United Center now. It seems pretty clear that at least the regular season is over for basketball and also for hockey, right? I mean, they've talked about a suspension here, but I would imagine if they come back, they'd probably go right into the playoffs. Do we know?
I'm not sure about that. You know, obviously we have the CDC had nothing for 60 days. You very well could see the remainder of, at least in hockey, I can't speak in basketball, remainder of the hockey season. So we had, you know, seven home games and finished those and whatever, or an abbreviated. And they're talking on an abbreviated playoff schedule. So it's, to me, it's a little bit, I think it'd be like a horse race coming down the home stretch. Anything can happen, and I think and we can have some games where we don't have any people, you know, any fans in the stands, and right. Maybe we have some for the playoffs. So who it's so fluid, you don't know. But I just have a feeling that if we can break that curve with the infection rate, I'm always positive.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an optimist. You know, not the world's coming to an end. Look at the National Hockey League's had 100 years. They've been over 100 years. We've had world wars. We had a year we were out of business because we had a lockout. We are going to be around, and we're going to be here in some form or fashion. I just think we're going to have this season here. I just, you know, I really feel it.
Can I ask you very quickly, with about a minute left, about the economy, what your take on it is? Obviously, you're a successful businessman, not only in the sports world, but also in the business world. How concerned are you about this interruption?
Unlike in 08, at the end of 07, when Dad passed away in the end of September 08, the basic fundamentals, the bank institution, we have a number of bank stocks and stuff, they're not changing. You know, it's not like we're giving, you know, subprime loans and doing things and opening accounts to people that don't know they have accounts. The fundamentals are fundamentals. We're going to get through this thing. And it's going to be, I think, in a year from now, with all due respect, we're going to be right where we were before. It's a shock. It goes down immediately. and it takes a while to get back up there, but we're going to be fine. I mean, the fundamentals, and the economy is strong. I mean, the employment is strong. It's hard to find people. Yeah, we got to overcome this, and, you know, what are you going to do on the short term? But this economy is a good economy, and we're going to be fine. So you asking me how I feel? I feel comfortable once we get through this crisis, and we'll get it together. We'll be there together. We're going to find a way to do it. One thing, and especially selfishly in Chicago and the Midwest, we're folksy people. We all help other people. So you started a conversation about what we did for our employees. Everyone wants to work together to make the person next to them better, and I just have great faith in Chicago and the folks in the Midwest, and especially in Chicago. You know, I've lived here all my life. Everyone is up and down. I went to the grocery store on Sunday. People looked, you know, dour. I'm not looking, you know, the world's not coming to an end. We're going to get through this stuff. And if I could say one thing to the ladies and gentlemen in your radio audience, we're going to get through this thing. It's going to be fine. Let's think of the positive stuff, not the negative things.
Rocky Wirtz, thank you, sir. Appreciate your time, as always.
World according to GARP. Sorry. Thank you.
I hope GARP's right in this particular case. It wasn't so great in the movie, but I know what you mean, or the book.
You know, call me back in a month from now and say if I was right or not. Will you please?
Right. Yes, I absolutely will. All right, Rocky Wirtz, chairman of the Chicago Blackhawks. Thank you, sir. All right, let's check in now. Lauren Lapko, what's happening on the roadways?